Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now it's a year today since the Ballymun Metro fire, one of the biggest fires at a high-rise building in recent times. 200 people were in the hotel and apartment complex when a massive inferno broke out on the 13th floor of the building at around 8 o'clock on this evening last year. This man alerted authorities to the blaze.
So when I just hear the sound like the blast, I just go out there in the balcony and there's a fire. I just go down and just tell them like in the reception, there's a fire upstairs. Like they just don't know like there's a fire or no. So then they come up and just open the door.
And you say you heard a blast, an explosion?
Yeah, it's not like too much, just little. I just think like someone put like something down.
So you're the one who alerted the hotel staff?
Yeah.
Did you take anything with you?
No, my documents over there, my passport, my like college certificates, it's just inside. Just have one phone in my pocket, that's it.
A resident of the Ballymun Metro Hotel and apartment complex speaking to Angus Cox there. The residents of 21 private apartments lost their homes and dozens more lost their jobs. There were no fatalities or injuries, but firefighters expressed grave concern that a similar fire could happen again with even more devastating consequences. Our reporter Barry Lennon is here. Remind us, Barry, of what happened.
Around this exact time last year, the last time dinner was served at the Metro Hotel in Ballymun on Dublin's north side, soon after a fire broke out in the building's 13th floor, spreading down to the 10th floor. At its peak, 8 fire engines and over 60 firefighters, along with a number of special units, battled the blaze. Firefighters expressed great surprise at how quickly this fire spread. Now, 50 residents of apartments and 150 hotel guests were evacuated. Most of the papers the next morning when the fire was extinguished drew comparisons with the lethal Grenfell Tower fire in London the previous June, but authorities were keen to stress how there were no similarities.
Now, the residents of 21 apartments lost their homes in the fire. What happened to them?
Not only their homes, Katie, but in some cases all their belongings as well. There was a great community effort at first, including from the local GAA club Ballymun Kickhams, to collect clothes and help those left homeless. But by April, when the story of the fire left the headlines, some Metro residents began to struggle. Financial assistance from the hotel stopped. And local independent councillor Nolene Riley, she's been telling me more.
I remember looking out my window that night and I was just kind of amazed. And obviously very concerned about, I suppose, the fire and the consequences of it. It was absolutely a miracle that there was not only no fatalities, but there wasn't a single person injured.
How many people lost their jobs as a result of the fire?
Approximately between 40 and 50 people lost their jobs. And there would have also people working in the hotel, but also there would have been coaches going to and from the airport as well, and they lost their jobs too.
The residents of 21 private apartments lost their homes as a result of the fire. Some of those needed supports, but those supports quickly dried up. Tell me about that.
Bar the initial night, I suppose, when they were, I suppose, moved into different hotels, very quickly realised by them and myself that there was actually no support there for them whatsoever. And there isn't any support in the state in the event of a disaster like this. They were not on the Dublin City Council housing list, and Dublin City Council had no responsibility towards them at all. And the majority, if not all of them, were not on the Dublin City Council housing list. They were working and renting privately straight away then. You know, they had nowhere to go. They were homeless. They were made homeless by the fire. And there was nobody taking any sort of responsibility for them. There was a lot of pressure had to be put to bear to actually get, I suppose, emergency accommodation for them. But most of them had to move out of the area because there just wasn't long-term accommodation in the area. And some of them moved out of Dublin. That in itself was... To me, it was a real learning experience. I had no idea that when something like this happens, that there really is no support for people. Like, a lot of pressure had to come to bear to just provide emergency accommodation for those families. I think it was kind of shocking that there's no kind of emergency plan in the state for events like this that have happened and that will happen in the future.
Councillor Nolene Riley there. Now, one person caught up in the fire speaking to them today, Anita Duckhart. Her and her family in one room in a hotel for several months after the blaze, after they had lost their home. A family holiday to Barcelona and all their belongings gone. But today she told me how they're living a happy life in a new house in Balgriffin in Dublin. Now, the Metro Hotel itself in Ballymun, it's owned by the Swiss multimillionaire Thomas Rogelia. It says it'll reopen this summer.
The day after the fire, unions representing members of Dublin Fire Brigade called for additional resources in the wake of what happened in Ballymun. So any changes there, Barry?
Yeah, firefighters said they got lucky this night last year in Ballymun. They claimed they didn't have the adequate training and resources to deal with fires at high-rise buildings. Disaster would strike, they warned. Now, one of Ireland's most senior fire prevention officers initially refused to sign off on a government review into fire safety at high-rise buildings, but there were meetings, promises and ultimately a feeling that lessons would be learned from what happened at the Metro.
And what are firefighters saying today, 1 year on?
Firefighter Deirdre Taylor, she's the chair of the Dublin Fire Brigade SIP2 branch, and she says not enough has changed since this day last year.
It was substantial, and I think it was a real learning curve. The building didn't behave in a manner that people expected or that professional firefighters would expect the building to behave. They were probably lucky on the night in terms of how it was dealt with and lucky that there was no life at risk. There really wasn't adequate resources had there been a second incident on the night. It was a learning curve in that there was a number of issues identified in the aftermath of the fire. There was issues identified around the lack of risk assessment, communications issues in terms of radios and so on, and also training for firefighters on the ground in terms of dealing with
in relation to the radio equipment or the radio communication. That was a big risk on the night itself.
It was a big risk because radios failed a number of times. Once people are out of sight and they've been committed to a building, they need to be able to communicate back to the officers in charge, and there was problems with that on the night.
In terms of what's changed since, personnel-wise, has Dublin Fire Brigade the numbers it wants at present?
Personnel-wise, there is a recruit class committed for June this year, but unfortunately they're not additional staff. They're basically just going to cover retirements and so on. So really the additional capacity that we require hasn't been delivered.
There was an agreed level of staffing between the department and unions for 965. So you're going to hit that, but for you that's not enough.
Yes, we will hit the 965, but no, it's not enough. Basically, there's still training requirements to be met, but unfortunately the current number does not allow us to release personnel from operations to actually go out to the training centre to undertake this training. We do need an increase in numbers. We need improvements in equipment. I think the main thing we really need is we need to know what risk we are actually dealing with in the city. There's more people living to a single unit now because of the housing crisis, and we also have concerns over buildings that were constructed during the Celtic Tiger and how them buildings might behave in a fire.
When was the last proper fire risk assessment for Dublin?
The last fire risk assessment for Dublin, there hasn't been a proper risk assessment that would identify these key concerns.
In terms of resources, well, what are the issues there?
The main resources are basically the lack of manning. We need to look at the aerial appliances, the number of them and where they're located.
How many 100 feet ladders do you have at the moment?
We have two that would be in service, and we have two that would be reserves that are kept in the garage in case one of the other two ladders break down.
So two, that'd be the same number as back in 1983 as well, wouldn't it?
It's still the same number as back in 1983, yeah, and both of the frontline ladders are 10 years old.
How likely or how big is the threat of something like what happened in Ballymun this day last year happening again?
The threat level remains the same, really. We're still in the same position now as we were last year. Look, a fire can happen at any time. We just have to be prepared.
And that's Deirdre Taylor there. Any response from Dublin Fire Brigade, Barry?
Dublin Fire Brigade wasn't in a position to respond this evening, but will at a later date.
Barry Lennon, thank you very much, and we will take a break.